And with that being said, we're joined now by Tennessee defensive lineman Kendall Vickers. Of course, last year, Kendall, it felt like last season you played a big role, and then all the injuries happened, and then it was you got them. Yeah. And we saw at the end of the year where the team kind of slowed down a little bit. If people came up to you, if your friends or family came up to you and said, had concerns about everything that you guys lost, Derek Barnett and everything, what would you say to your friends who are saying, I don't know, with what you guys lost, how you're going to do this season, what would you say to them?
I'd say the guys that are going to step up this year have been working hard. We know what we lost. You know, anytime you lose a guy like Derek Barnett, he's one of the best, you know, pass rusher players in SEC history. But anytime you lose a guy like that, you always got to step up, have guys step up. And we've been doing that this offseason. Guys have been working extra hard. Guys have been doing what they've been supposed to do on and off the field. So we're ready to get after it this fall camp. So.
You are the veteran of the group, again, and are the guy that's, you know, in the locker room, in the training room, not necessarily on the field. You got coaches there that are, you know, chewing and chewing and chewing. But as the veteran guy, there are going to be a lot of eyes on you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people watching you and saying, well, you know, this is, I'm going to learn how I do things around here from this guy. What kind of responsibility do you feel for that?
It's a great responsibility to have, to know that guys want to, you know, look up to you, want to do what you're doing. I try to go in the mentality every day to work as hard as you can and leave nothing in the weight room, leave nothing, you know, on the field. And I go by that every day. And I'm trying to show these young guys how, you know, to follow me and how things are done in Tennessee. And I think they're responding. I think they've been doing a great job in, you know, just listening and retaining as much information as they can.
As a veteran guy, what type of – Kendall Vickers is our guest. What type of honor do you think it is for Butch Jones to say, I want you representing the University of Tennessee at SEC Media Days?
Oh, it's a great opportunity. You know, I just want to thank him for, you know, just bringing me here. It means a lot. It shows that he trusts me and he thinks I am a leader on this team, which I think I am as well. And I'm happy to be here representing the University of Tennessee.
You are really, really fortunate in that you've got a new defensive line coach that is unique, former head coach, University of Michigan. How is that all going with Coach Hoke?
Oh, it's going great. You know, I love Coach Hoke. He's a guy that can he could chew you out, but at the same time, he's going to love you as well. I can go into his office any day and just talk about life. I don't have to necessarily talk about football. I can just talk about, you know, what went on in my day today. And he could just talk to you back and forth. So I love Coach Hoke. We all do.
Kendall Vickers, our guest. Kendall, we really appreciate you stopping by. We know that you're busy moving around each spot, but the people in Nashville do appreciate you coming on the show with us.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Kendall Vickers right here on Jared and the GM.